Welcome, welcome.
You must have been vaccinated with a phonograph needle.
It's not supposed to make that noise.
Look, a song is a song. You either dig it or you don't.
I hope this doesn't go on my permanent record.
Yes, sir. It brings back a lot of memories.
And just for the record,
I guess the only thing we can do is play you a song.
We stand witness to the awesome power of radio.
Your plastic pal who's fun to be with.
And for all of you out there, this is your song.
Standing by the road,
Welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
To 45 RPM and your host, author.
Is this a kissing book?
Humorist.
You know what you are? A hoot. With a capital H, that's what you are.
Grammy-nominated songwriter.
You have to imagine it, sung by three chickens.
Toy rifle enthusiast. A zealous advocate for pocket change.
Climate change.
And award-winning broadcast personality.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Scott Edward Phelps.
Who are those guys?
Strangers in the night exchanging glances and the occasional bodily fluid.
Ew.
Oh, groovy, baby.
Yeah.
And
just like that.
Everything oldies is new again. Hey, everybody, it's Scott Edward Phelps, and welcome to 45 RPM. 60 minutes of saluting the historic and sublime speed of sounds, 45 revolutions per minute, and the vinyl where those memories were mastered, the 45 single. That's Heart. Ann Wilson, Nancy Wilson, and a cast of thousands extolling the virtues of the popular pastime known as the one-night stand.
Oh, wicked!
That's what I'm thinking. But that's not what this episode is all about. This episode is all about the story.
Boring.
It's the ones that tell a story. Pop hits through the years that have, in fact, had a narrative that, say it with me.
I'd like to help, but not as much as I'd like not to.
Tells a story.
Here's a story.
Heart told their story of the one-night stand.
Wicked! You're wicked!
Yeah, we did that already.
Bored!
Yeah, that too. Back in the 1970s. But story songs? Oh, they've been around a long time. Near as we can figure, all the way back to like 1814. Johnny Horton at 45 RPM.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down the river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept them coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. And they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Not just the same old, 45 RPM.
Chicks cannot hold a smoke. That's what it is.
Way on the other side of the Hudson, deep in the bosom of suburbia, I met a young girl, she sang mighty fine. Tears on my pillow and Ave Maria. Standing by the waterfall in Paramus Park, she was working for the Friends of BAI. She was collecting quarters in a paper cup. She was looking for change, and so was I. Ariel, her number on the back of my hand. I called her up, I was all out of breath. I said, come hear me play in my rock and roll band. I took a shower and I put on my best blue jeans. I picked her up in my new VW Vans. She wore a peasant blouse with nothing underneath. I said, hi, she said, yeah, I guess I am. Took her home with me, we watched the TV, Annette Funicello and some guy going steady. I started fooling around with the vertical hold. We got the munchies and I made some spaghetti. We sat and we talked into the night, while Channel 2 was signing off the air. I found the softness of her mouth. We made lots of bombs bursting in air. Ariel.
Ariel. The hip and groovy 70s hip groove of Dean Friedman. You're listening to 45 RPM.
Groovy.
This time around, the ones that tell a story.
45 RPM with Scott Edward Phelps.
You want to hear a really scary story?
Nah. I was out on the West Coast trying to make a buck, and things didn't work out. I was down on my luck. Got tired of roaming and bumming around, so I started thumbing back east toward my hometown. Made a lot of miles the first 2 days, and I figured I'd be home in a week if my luck held out this way. But the third night, I got stranded way out of town at a cold, lonely crossroads. Rain was pouring down. I was hungry and freezing, done caught a chill, when the lights of a big semi topped the hill. Lord, I sure was glad to hear them air brakes come on. And I climbed in that cab, where I knew it'd be warm. At the wheel sat a big man. He weighed about 210. He stuck out his hand and said with a grin, Big Joe's the name. I told him mine. And he said the name of my rig is Phantom 309. Well, I asked him why he called his rig such a name. He said, son, this old Mac can put them all to shame. There ain't a driver or a rig or running any line that's seen nothing but taillights from Phantom 309. Well, we rode and talked the better part of the night when the lights of a truck stop came in sight. He said, I'm sorry, son, this is as far as you go, because I got to make a turn just on up the road. Well, he tossed me a dime as he pulled her in low and said, have yourself a hot cup on old Big Joe. When Joe and his rig roared out in the night, in nothing flat, he was clean out of sight. Well, I went inside and ordered me a cup, told the waiter Big Joe was setting me up. Oh, you could have heard a pin drop. It got deathly quiet, and the waiter's face turned kind of white. Well, did I say something wrong? I said with a halfway grin. He said, no, this happens every now and then. Every driver in here knows Big Joe. But son, let me tell you what happened about 10 years ago. At the crossroads tonight where you flagged him down, there was a busload of kids coming from town. And they were right in the middle when Big Joe topped the hill. It could have been slaughter, but he turned his wheels. Well, Joe lost control, went into a skid, and gave his life to save that bunch of kids. And there at that crossroads was the end of a line for Big Joe and Phantom 309. But every now and then, some hiker will come by, and like you, Big Joe will give him a ride. Here, have another cup, and forget about the dime. Keep it as a souvenir from Big Joe and Phantom 309.
Woodrow Wilson, Red Sovine, and his poignant 70s tale about a hitchhiker
hitching a ride with a trucker who turned out to be a ghost.
Be sure and tell him Large Marge sent ya.
You know, Sovine was, he had an interesting and eclectic career. He had a big hit with a song called Teddy Bear, the tale of a disabled boy who lost his truck driver father in a highway accident and keeps his CB radio base as his only companion. Aww. Little Joe was a tale of a trucker and his devoted canine friend. Aww. That was his last hit. The song was in response to Teddy Bear's Last Ride, which was done by another singer, so Sovine got irked and did Little Joe in response. And then he had a sentimental hit with Little Rosa, in which an Italian-American railroad employee tells a stranger in the broken English about getting a bouquet to place on the grave of his small daughter, who was killed by a train while he was away.
Oh, my!
I know. In the 70s, you couldn't swing a radio and not hit a song by Red Sovine.
What a buzzkill that was.
1965, after a year and a half of love me do's and for me to use and wanting to hold your hand, Mr. Paul McCartney decided he wanted to write a story. Lord of mercy, he did. The Beatles at 45 RPM.
Look at all the lovely people. Look at all the lovely people. Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Look at all the lovely people. Look at all the lovely people. Eleanor Rigby died in the church and was buried along with her name. Nobody came. Father Mackenzie, wiping the dirt from his hands as he walks from the grave. Saved all the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
You're listening to Scott Edward Phelps.
Your American music is so decadent.
She was afraid to come out of the lock. She was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was afraid that somebody would say,
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the locker she wanted to stay.
Stick around, we'll tell you more.
She was afraid to come out in the open, and so a blanket around her she wore. She was afraid to come out in the open, and so she sat bundled up on the shore.
2, 3, she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the blanket she wanted to stay.
2, 3, 4, stick around, we'll tell you more.
Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and I wonder what she's gonna do. Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and the poor little girl's turning blue.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the water she wanted to stay.
From the locker to the blanket, from the blanket to the shore, from the shore to the water,
guess there isn't any more.
Brian Hyland in his early 1960s ode to not so much lost love, but lost swimming apparel.
Oops.
Dignity. Always dignity.
You're listening to 45 RPM. Time for Maybe Pretty Cool, But Not Severely Cool. You may be pretty cool.
Pretty cool!
But you will never be sing the theme song from an iconic movie western starring not only John Wayne, but John Wayne and Jimmy Stewart, Severely Cool.
That's severely cool.
I know.
I know.
Gene Pitney at 45 RPM.
When Liberty Valance rode to town, the women folk would hide. They'd hide. When Liberty Valance walked around, the men would step aside. Because the point of a gun was the only law that Liberty understood. When it came to shooting straight and fast, he was mighty good. From out of the east, a stranger came, a law book in his hand. Oh, man. The kind of a man the West would need to tame a troubled land. 'Cause the point of a gun was the only law that Liberty understood. When it came to shooting straight and fast, he was mighty good. Many a man would face his gun, and many a man would fall. The man who shot Liberty Valance, he shot Liberty Valance. He was the bravest of them all. The love of a girl can make a man stay on when he should go. Stay on. Just trying to build a peaceful life where love is free to grow. But the point of a gun was the only law that Liberty understood. When the final showdown came at last, a law book was no good. Alone and afraid, she prayed that he'd return that fateful night. Oh, that night. When nothing she said could keep her man from going out to fight. From the moment a girl gets to be full grown, the very first thing she learns, when two men go out to face each other, only one returns. Made Liberty fall. The man who shot Liberty Valance, he shot Liberty Valance. He was the bravest of them all. The man who shot.
Coming up, a story of past lives becomes hit pop music. A couple of sunken boats rise up the charts, and I came this close to getting rich on wine of a fruity flavor. All that and more when the ones that tell a story returns. Up now, it wasn't all trains to Clarksville or pleasant Sundays in the valley. Monkeys at 45 RPM.
Everyone in town knew Mr. Webster. He worked at the bank for 40 years. And each week Mr. Frisbee made his check out for $68 clear. And through the years he floored 27 robberies, each
each time Frisbee promised him a race. They gave a retirement pot for Mr. Webster. Everyone from the bank was there. They had a cake and flowers ordered special, and Frisbee had a speech prepared. In a little white box that held a watch with this inscription: to Mr. Webster with regards. Then came a telegram from Mr. Webster. Said, sorry, stop, cannot attend. I've flown away and taken all your money. Wish you were here to help me spend. And one by one, all the people left the party, and Mr. Frisbee locked the door.
A lot of great music to be found when 45 RPM continues. Welcome.
Oh, welcome back.
To 45 RPM.
Hey, what up, science bitches?
And your host, author...
Write me one about a nice, normal woman who just shoots her husband.
Humorist...
Is that a joke?
Grammy-nominated songwriter...
I'm very gifted.
And award-winning broadcast personality...
Hey, you can take your trophy and shove it straight up your...
Scott Edward Phelps.
That's my name. Don't wear it out.
Some of them came and played. Others give flowers away. Yes, they did. Down in Monterey. Down in Monterey. Young God smiled upon the crowd. Their music being born of love. Children dance night and day. Religion was being born down in Monterey. The birds and the airplane did fly. Oh, Ravi Shankar's music made me cry. The hoop exploded into fire and light. You Masigala's music was black as night. The Grateful Dead, the Wimbledon Body Bank, Jimi Hendrix, baby, believe me, set the world on fire. Yeah, His Majesty Jones smile as he moved them off the ground. 10,000 electric guitars were grooving real loud. Yeah. You wanna find the truth in life? Don't pass music by. And you know I would not lie. No, I would not lie. No, I would not lie. Down in Monterey. All right! We'll be right back.
with one another. Even the cops grew with us. Do you believe me? Hey! Down in Monterey. Down in Monterey. Yeah. Down in Monterey. Down in Monterey. Yeah. I think that maybe I'm dreaming.
Time it was. Oh, what a time it was. Hey, everybody. Scott Edward Phelps. Good to have you along on this episode of 45 RPM. It's the one with the ones that tell a story.
Here's a story.
And that right there, the story of the Monterey Pop Festival in 1967 as portrayed by Eric Burden and the Animals, originally known as The Animals, one of the British invasion bands from the mid-1960s. This band in particular, very well known to every single guitar player who had a garage band, present company included, in the early 1960s, who absolutely had to learn this lick or not be cool.
It's pretty cool!
Hey man, we were not only chick magnets.
You're a veritable Mac Daddy.
And there you go. He was an Academy Award-winning character actor for decades, worked with such superstars as Humphrey Bogart, John Wayne. Do the Google on this guy, and somewhere along the way, they decided that his folksy charm would lend itself to making hit records. Well, it did, at least for one, telling the story of a much-beloved handyman, Walter Brennan, at 45 RPM.
How old was I when I first seen Old Rivers? I can't remember when he wandered around. Well, that old fella did a heap of work. Spent his whole life walking plowed ground. He had a one-room shack not far from us, and, well, we was about as poor as him. He had one old mule he called Midnight, and I trailed along after them. He used to plow them rows straight and deep, and I'd come along there behind, busting up clods with my own bare feet. Old Rivers was a friend of mine. The sun would get high and that mule would work, and Old Rivers would finally say, "Whoa." He'd wipe his brow and lean back in the reins and talk about a place he's gonna go. Say, one of these days, I'm gonna climb that mountain, walk up there among them clouds where the cotton's high and the corns are growing, and there ain't no fields to plow. I got a letter today from the folks back home, and they're all fine. Crops is dry. Down near them end, Mom said, "Son, you know Old Rivers died. They're sitting here now in this new plowed earth, trying to find me a little shade. With the sun beating down across the fields, I see that mule, Old Rivers, and me. Now one of these days, I'm gonna climb that mountain, walk up there among them clouds where the cotton's high and the corns are growing and there ain't no fields to plow. With the sun beating down across the fields, I see that mule, Old Rivers, and me."
But wait!
Not only did he win Academy Awards for his work in the movies, in the early 1960s, the powers that be said, "Hey, let's put this guy in a sitcom."
The Real McCoy.
Want you to meet the family known as the Real McCoy. From West Virginia, they came to stay in sunny California. That's Grandpappy Amos, and that good-looking boy is his favorite grandson, Luke.
day as you want.
And by the by, if that voice on the theme song is familiar to you, might be because he was a pretty successful pop hit maker of the time, with such songs as It's Over, Kiss is Sweeter Than Wine, and this little delicacy.
Oh, honeycomb, won't you be my baby? Well, a honeycomb be my home. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone that made a walking, talking honeycomb.
Jimmy Rogers. Learn some stuff right here, huh?
A little bit.
Yeah, you do.
Not just the same old, same old. 45 RPM.
Highway was jammed with broken heroes on a last chance power drive.
Oh, you're gonna get fucking killed now.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive.
I was a sailor, I was born upon the tide, with the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that great tomb that knows no sound, but I'm still around. I'll always be around.
Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Johnny Cash, and Kris Kristofferson, not necessarily in that order, and a great Jimmy Webb song, testifying to the concept that we have all been here before and will be here again.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Now, evidence to the contrary. You know the thing about contemporary pop music? There just aren't enough great songs about sinking battleships anymore. Here's a fun story of one. As we revisit our Battle of New Orleans, friend Johnny Horton at 45 RPM.
May of 1941, the war had just begun. The Germans had the biggest ship that had the biggest guns. The Bismarck was the fastest ship that ever sailed the sea. On her decks were guns as big as steers and shells as big as trees. Out of the cold and foggy night came the British ship, the Hood. And every British seaman, he knew and understood. They had to sink the Bismarck, the terror of the sea. Stop those guns as big as steers and those shells as big as trees. Demand that German battleship that's making such a fuss. We gotta sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us.
Hit the decks a running, boys, and spin those guns around.
But when we find the Bismarck, we gotta cut her down. The Hood found the Bismarck, and on that fatal day,
the Bismarck started firing 15 miles away. We gotta sink the Bismarck, was the battle sound.
But when the smoke had cleared away, the mighty Hood went down. For 6 long days and weary nights, they tried to find her trail.
Churchill told the people, put every ship a sail, 'cause somewhere on that ocean, I know she's gotta be. We gotta sink the Bismarck to the bottom of the sea. They find that German battleship that's making such a fuss. We gotta sink the Bismarck, 'cause the world depends on us. Hit the decks a running, boys, and spin those guns around. When we find the Bismarck, we gotta cut her down. The fog was gone the seventh day, and they saw the morning sun. 10 hours away from homeland, the Bismarck made its run. The admiral of the British fleet said, turn those bows around. We found that German battleship, and we're gonna cut her down. The British guns were aimed, and the shells were coming fast. The first shell hit the Bismarck, they knew she couldn't last. That mighty German battleship is just a memory. Sink the Bismarck was the battle cry that shook the seven seas. We found that German battleship was making such a fuss. We had to sink the Bismarck, 'cause the world depends on us. We hit the deck a-running, and we spun those guns around. Yeah, we found that mighty Bismarck, and we cut to cut her down. We found that German battleship was making such a fuss. We had to sink the Bismarck, 'cause the world depends on us. We hit the deck a-running, and we spun those guns around. We found that mighty Bismarck, and then we cut
it. When Americans sink a German ship, we see the end of the war coming. When the Japanese sink an American ship, we see a president get elected. Jimmy Dean at 45 RPM.
In 43, they put to sea, 13 men and Kennedy, aboard the PT-109 to fight the brazen enemy. And off the Isle of Olesana, in the strait beyond Nauru, a Jap destroyer in the night cut the 109 in two.
On the sea, everywhere they looked was the enemy, the heathen gods of old Japan. Yeah, they thought they had the best of a mighty good man. And on the coast of Kalabangero, looking through his telescope, Australian Evans saw the battle, for the crew had little hope. Two were dead, some were wounded, all were clinging to the bow, fighting fire and a fighting water, trying to save their lives somehow.
Smoke and fire up on the sea, everywhere they looked was the enemy, the heathen gods of old Japan.
Yeah, they thought they had the best of a mighty good man.
MacLehon, the Irishman, was burned so badly he couldn't swim. Leave me here, go on, he said, 'cause if you don't, we'll all be dead. The PT skipper couldn't leave him, a man to die alone at sea. And with a strap between his teeth, he towed the Irishman to the sea.
Smoke and fire up on the sea, everywhere they looked was the enemy, the heathen gods of old Japan.
Yeah, they thought they had the best of a mighty good man.
He led his men through waters dark, rocky reefs and hungry sharks, braved the enemy's bayonets, a 38 hung round his neck. 4 more days and 4 more nights, a rescue boat pulled into sight. The PT-109 was gone, but Kennedy and his crew lived on.
Now who could guess, or who could possibly know, that this same man named Kennedy would be the leader of the nation, be the one to take command. The PT-109 was gone, the Kennedy lived to fight again.
Smoke and fire upon the sea, everywhere they looked was the enemy, but JFK and his crew lived on.
Which proves it's hard to get the best of a man named John.
Big John.
Everything oldies is new again.
Real woman could stop you from drinking.
It has to be.
be a real big woman.
45 RPM with Scott Edward Phelps.
And speaking of imbibing the spirits, time for Famous People I Know.
Famous people I know.
She's the daughter of an American country music songwriter and producer, much beloved and well-known in Nashville, Tennessee, by the name of Fred Carter. I got to know her when we worked at the same publishing company in the early to mid-90s. And around 1995, I had the opportunity to sit down and write with her because she was going to get a recording deal as an artist and needed some songs. We wrote a couple of pretty good songs. Not great, but pretty good. The very next week, she went off and wrote this song with somebody else. And her career?
And it exploded.
As for the songs that she and I wrote?
Missed it by that much.
Well, that's a story of my life. And this is the story of Strawberry Wine. Dina Carter at 45 RPM.
He was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer we found love growing wild on the banks of the river on a well-beaten path. It's funny how those memories, they last like strawberries. When 30 was old, my biggest fear was September, when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call. We drifted away like the leaves in the fall.
Finally,
wrapping up our collection of songs that tell a story, well, mercy sakes alive, looks like we got ourselves a convoy.
Breaker 1-9, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben, come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown, come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
You want to back off them hogs? Good, 10-4, about 5 miles or so. 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But there's a roadblock up on the Cloverleaf, and them bears is wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, says, here's the duck. We about to go a-hunting bear.
Cause we got great big sight. Come on and join our convoy. Ain't nothing but a getting our way. We gonna roll this fucking convoy across the USA. Convoy.
You wanna give me a 10-9 on that, Big Ben? Negatory, Big Ben, you're still too close. Yeah, them hulk is starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that shy town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke with 1,000 screaming trucks and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Here, rubber duck to Sodbuster. Come on here, yeah, 10-4, Sodbuster. Listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite and he needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't going to pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
Cause we got a mighty cowboy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a mighty cowboy.
I'm Scott Edward Phelps. Join me next time as lots of great music to be found at 45 RPM.
What's your 20? Omaha. Well, they ought to know what to do with them hogs out there for sure. Well, mercy sakes, good buddy. We're going to back on out here, so keep the bugs off your glass and the bears off your
feet. Darn, that's the end.
Turn it off, man!
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
We'll catch you next time.
Time to get back to the real world.
And like that...